It's 11 trivia questions on fictional Johns. I'll give you 3 hints and you tell me who I'm talking about. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. It's all about fictional Johns today. Okay, I'm going to give you 3 clues, and you tell me who we're talking about. These Johns will all be from TV and movies and books and things like that, songs maybe, but there will be no real Johns. So like no John Stewarts, no John Quincy Adamses, and they will all be fictional. So I'll give you those 3 clues. You tell me who we're talking about. We've done some of these type of rounds before where I give the 3 clues and you tell me the answer. So if you want to go back and search the feed for some of those, you can find some of those in our 450 other episodes of this show. We've been doing it for about 2.5 years now, and thanks for being a member of our Patreon page. That helps the show come out every single day, and you can join at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. All the new members that join this month in June will get a special little care package of a signed Sharknado headshot, a Trivia with Buds button, and a sticker. So check that out. Again, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Big fun summer plans ahead. This weekend, I'll be in San Francisco at Clusterfest. If you happen to be going to Clusterfest, put on by Comedy Central. It's a big comedy fest and music festival. And they have a drunk history tent for the show, Drunk History. I'll be helping run that drunk history tent with Mr. Derek Waters, host and creator of Drunk History. So that should be a ton of fun. That's this Saturday night at 7:45 p.m. Also Sunday, I believe it's at 2 p.m. So 2 shows this weekend at Clusterfest near Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. If you are in that area, stop by and say hello. I will be in Chattanooga on July 7th, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Disney Marvel Star Wars Trivia at Southside Social. Tickets are available at triviawithbuds.com in the banner at the top of the website. If you have a good trivia team name, I'm always looking for some new ones to recommend to people. Maybe you have a fun pun that you haven't heard before. I mentioned one that I hadn't heard the other day called the Frank Lloyd Wrongs. Maybe you have something like that. Maybe you use a certain name every single week with your squad where you play trivia. Send me an email with some recommendations so I can make a nice new blog post about some new trivia team names for teams to come up with. And you can send those team names to ryanbuds@gmail.com. I would appreciate it, and it would be fun to chat with you about your team names and maybe what you like about the show or don't like about the show. That's always encouraged. All right, guys, we're going to jump into today's episode. It's all about famous Johns, a fictional characters round from me. Here we go. All right, we're on to some famous Johns trivia. Here are the first 3 hints for your first fictional John. Number 1, appeared in 62 episodes of something. Number 2, has a mother named Lyanna. And number 3, just the word ghost. Those are your 3 clues. Number 1, hint number 1, appeared in 62 episodes of something. Hint number 2, has a mother named Lyanna or Lyanna. And hint number 3, ghost. All right, moving on to number 2. Here's your first hint. In early comic strips, he was a cartoonist. Second hint, frequently dates a woman named Liz. And the third hint was created by Jim Davis. That's fictional John number 2. Here comes number 3. 6 movies contain at least a mention of this character. His parents are Kyle and Sarah, and the word machines. What fictional John are we talking about there? 6 movies contain a mention of this character. His parents are Kyle and Sarah, and machines. Number 4, the first hint, played by Judd Nelson in a hit 80s film, Always in Detention, and battles with Principal Vernon. Number 4, Judd Nelson, Detention, Principal Vernon. Moving on to number 5, about halfway through this little quiz from a round that I used at my live trivia nights last week. Number 1 for number 5, hint number 1 for number 5, a Stephen King character on death row, a small mouse. Those are your 3 hints. Stephen King character on death row, small mouse, number 5. Number 6, Assassin, Dog's Death and Revenge. Number 6, Assassin, Dog's Death and Revenge. Question number 7. People Always Shout, Kid Song, and Four Names. Those are your three hints. People Always Shout, Kid Song, Four Names. Number 7. Question number 8. Your first hint, failed 2012 movie. Second hint, Taylor Kitsch. And third hint, Willem Dafoe. What do those three things add up to? Number 8, what fictional John could that be? Number 9, Arnold character. Who is your daddy and what does he do in the classroom? Those are your three hints. Arnold character is the first hint. Second hint, who is your daddy and what does he do? That's a quote. And number 3, in the classroom. That's number 9. Hopping into number 10, here's the first hint. Walking through the forest. Second hint, large bear. Third hint, voiced by Phil Harris. Walking through the forest, large bear, voiced by Phil Harris. And your bonus question, a little bit tougher than the others. Let's see if you can get it for 2 points if you're playing along at home. First hint, never grow up. Hint number 2, brother with glasses. Hint number 3, 1953 animated movie. Never grow up, brother with glasses, 53 animated movie. Those are your questions for the Famous John's Round. Again, they're all fictional, so make sure none of the people you've written down or have yelled out loud in your car with somebody else are not real people. And if you're having fun, maybe you want to book me for an event, guys. You can always do that by going to triviawithbuds.com and click on contact, or you can text me anytime, 424-265-1212. That's 424-265-1212. I'd love to host some bingo, some trivia, some comedy for your next event, whether it's a work thing or a graduation party or what have you, and whether you live near or far, we can make it work. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers to Famous Fictional Johns. Here we go with the answers to Famous Fictional Johns. Let's see how many of these you got right. Number 1, appeared in 62 episodes of something, has a mother named Lyanna, and Ghost, that was Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. Just wrapped that series finale. What happened to Jon Snow? I didn't see it. Maybe you did. Number 2, hint number 1 was in early comic strips. He was a cartoonist. He frequently dated a woman named Liz for hint 2. And hint 3 was created by Jim Davis. That was Jon Arbuckle, Garfield, and Odie's owner, Jon Arbuckle, big nerd in the comics. And if you want to search something funny, look up Garfield. What is it? Garfield without Garfield, something like that. And it's just Jon Arbuckle talking to himself, and it's real sad and depressing. Check that out from 5 or 6 years ago. Number 3, hint number 1, 6 movies contain at least a mention of this character. Number 2, his parents are Kyle and Sarah. And number 3, machines, John Connor from the Terminator series. A movie that I've never seen, the first Terminator. I think I've seen 2, I think I've seen 4, I think I've seen Salvation. I've seen like a real scattered amount of those movies, but never saw the first one. Posted that on Instagram the other day and people lost their mind. I had like a, which one of these things is not true about me, or one of these things is true, and that was the thing that was true. I hadn't seen Terminator, and somebody just messaged me and said, I always knew you were a real piece of shit. I'm like, oh, wow, people are mad about that. Number 4. Hit number 1, played by Judd Nelson in a hit 80s film, Always in Detention, and battles with Principal Vernon. That was John Bender from The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club, John Bender. Watched that a lot growing up. Number 5, a Stephen King character on death row, a small mouse, John Coffey, played by the late Michael Clark Duncan, who also played Kingpin in the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie. But in this movie, some great acting and very sad scenes in this movie. John Coffey. Number 6, Assassin, Dog's Death, Revenge. If you were playing along live with me, you would have saw a title slide depicting this character, and that was John Wick. John Wick. Number 7, hint 1, People Always Shout, Kid Song for hint 2, and hint 3 was Four Names, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Remember that song? I remember it from Barney as a kid. Let's see, I think Barney came out in 92, 93, so I was probably 6, 7, something like that, 8, and I remember them singing that song all the time. Number eight, hint number one, failed 2012 movie. Hint two, Taylor Kitsch. Hint three, Willem Dafoe, John Carter of Mars. Never saw that movie. Some people say it's not too bad, John Carter, but it was kind of a big box office bomb. Number nine, Arnold character. Who is your daddy and what does he do? In the Classroom, John Kimball from Kindergarten Cop. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Kindergarten Cop. And there's a Kindergarten Cop 2 with, I think, Dolph Lundgren. If you want to go check that one out, straight to video. Came out a couple years ago. Bought it at the dollar store. Number 10, Walking Through the Forest, Large Bear, voiced by Phil Harris. Little John from Robin Hood, Disney's Robin Hood, Little John, and Robin Hood walking through the forest. Your bonus was also a Disney movie. Hint 1, 2, and 3, Never Grow Up, Brother with Glasses, 1953 animated movie. The answer was John Darling from Peter Pan. The brother with the top hat and the glasses, John Darling. And it was hard for people to remember that last name of the Peter Pan family, Darling, at the live events, but maybe you figured it out. I hope you did. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the show. Comes out every single day. If you want to hit subscribe to get new episodes daily on your device, do that now. And if you dig the show, leave us an iTunes review. There's 114 on there, and I would love to get some more by the end of the summer. So leave a couple reviews if you are a couple of people listening. That would be very, very cool of you to help get more eyes on the show. The easiest way you can help me promote is just tell a friend who likes trivia, who likes to play along and answer questions and hear people talk about pop culture. You can just let them know. Send a link, share a link, post it on their wall, say, hey, check this out, and I think you'll dig it. And I would dig you for telling them to dig it. That would be very, very cool. If you want to support the show monetarily, patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and you can join for just a buck and get access to our chat room on Discord, where we share a bunch of fun trivia and things. I actually just posted the questions and the slides for this very round, Famous Fictional John's, in the Discord app chat today, if people wanted to kind of play while they're at work and they haven't listened to this episode yet and things like that. So we post some supplemental material in there and we get some fun chats going, and people like Luke McKay will post questions in there from Australia and people can answer them. So it's tons of fun. It's time for the Trivia with Buds question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com for all your varsity jacket and embroidery needs. They are your printing company. They do everything in San Dimas, and they do great work. And we'll be sending out some cool, fun prizes from them to some lucky listeners of this show. Today's question of the day is about a famous John company, and that's John Deere. What two colors are prominent in the John Deere logo? If you know the answer to that question, you can tweet me at Ryan Buds. You can at me on Instagram at Ryan Buds. You can find me on Facebook, Ryan Buds, or Trivia with Buds, or you can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. If you're the first person to send me that answer that is correct with the two correct colors for John Deere, I will send you something cool in the mail. It's as easy as that. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.